On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Next year, the short-term letting industry is expected to get a massive overhaul in an attempt by the government to combat some of the housing crisis. New rules are set to be introduced on May the 20th of 2026. And yesterday, legislation faced pre-legislative scrutiny at the Oireachtas Committee on Enterprise, Tourism and Employment. As reported by the Irish Independent, one woman spoke at the committee about how these new rules will cripple her income, as it has been a lifeline for her family. Lorna Cal has been renting out a granny flat in County Care for the last 9 years, and she joins me on the line. Lorna, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, Lorna, can you tell me about your Airbnb? How long have you been doing it?
Almost 9 years. It will be 9 years in February.
And where is it located, and how close to your house is it?
We're in Milltown Malbay in County Clare. So it's actually attached to my house. When we bought the house over 20 years ago, this granny flat was there and it was attached. We never used it as a granny flat, as I was a much younger woman back then and didn't need it. But we moved to Milltown and we had two daughters. I actually had a surprise pregnancy when I was 40. And then we decided, sure, we have to go again. This poor lad would be left on his own. So we had a fourth child when I was 42. Having two teenagers, my two daughters were teens, and two babies in the house, it was a dreadful mix. It was really, really hard. So we made the decision that I would become a stay-at-home mum. But in a couple of years, we very quickly realised that it was just impossible. We just couldn't manage. So my eldest daughter, she was going off to train as a nurse, and we were paying student fees, accommodation, everything for her. And it just got to the point where we hit a major wall and we thought we have to do something. But I still wanted to remain in the home with the two wee boys. So we made the decision. Now, it wasn't a decision we made lightly, as it was very unknown to us. But we decided that we would put the small granny flat onto the Airbnb platform. And within a week, we started to get bookings, and it's been absolutely life-changing. That's the only way I can describe it.
So the extra income, I mean, you had a very good job before you felt you had to become a stay-at-home a mum for the two boys. You had a very good income. So you really were feeling the pinch when you had so many expenses with two teenagers going on to college and then two young boys coming up. So the only thing on the horizon was, can we get some money out of the granny flat? Can we let it and make a few bob?
That's exactly it. And it enabled me to stay at home. I didn't want to be struggling up and down the road. I had done that for years with the girls where, you know, I was always that mother who was late arriving at the school gates because I did have a big job. And, you know, I just didn't want the stress of that with four children. But like I said, we just couldn't afford to live on one income. And I also needed something for myself. This has given me huge purpose. Not only has it enabled me to educate two of my daughters, they're both educated. They're a nurse and a social worker now. Now, my eldest son, he started college in September and he's in art college. My youngest boy is still in junior cert, but I know that 3 years from now, I'm going to have to put him through college. So if I do not have this Airbnb income or short-term letting income, I won't be able to do it.
Now, you know, the push from the government is to get more short-term lets or Airbnbs back into long-term letting. I mean, would your granny flat ever be suitable for long-term let?
No, it's never been in the long-term market. And it just couldn't. It's a lovely place to stay over the summer months. It's fabulous. It is not somewhere that somebody would want to be in long term, and particularly in the winter months. It's very small. There's no storage. There's no washing machine. There's no dryer. There's none of those essentials. It is a small holiday let. When my time comes and I'm a granny, I'm sure they'll shove me in there and they'll try and make do. But in the meantime, that is all it is suitable for.
So when you hear, people like yourself being labelled as the solution to the housing crisis, what do you say?
I say I am not part of the makings of the housing crisis. My property was never in the long-term market. It will never go into it. And I am not part of the solution.
Now, what do the new regulations mean for you? From May of next year, there are changes coming in. I mean, you'll have to register with Bord Fáilte. Is that a problem for you?
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The actual registration is not a problem, and all along we were told that it would be a 5-minute process, we would be charged a nominal fee every year, and that this was to give the government accurate figures as to exactly what type of properties were out there on the platforms. But 3 weeks ago we found out that one of the drop-down boxes, which would have asked us, do you have planning permission? And we would have been given three options to say yes, no, or I am in the process of applying. And if you were in the process of applying, you would then have a period of 6 months in which to put your house in order. And that drop-down box has now disappeared. So now it's either, the question now apparently is, are you in compliance? This is a self-declaration. And you say yes or no. No. I am not in compliance because we were told again that we would have to get change of use and planning permission.
Now, but just to be clear, your granny flat as a granny flat is completely in compliance with the law. It's just as an Airbnb, it may not be.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And I was told that I would have to get change of use planning to continue operating it. But then last week, we were informed that it is, in fact, commercial planning, but also by compliance, what they were talking about was building regulations, fire regulations. This building is over 30 years old. I don't think my septic tank will meet the current regulations. I don't know if we'll meet the building regulations. I don't know if we'll meet the fire regulations. I don't know anything.
And the cost of complying, if you had to, insulate the house and do something with the septic tank, for instance, and all the other bits and pieces, you might have to widen the doorway for wheelchair access, for all I know. I'm not sure about all these building regs because they have changed over the years. The cost would be significant, I would imagine.
The cost would be astronomical if I have to make changes to the septic tank, if I have to be fire compliant, if I have to be building regs compliant, and if I have to go for change of use or commercial planning. The cost would actually probably be about 2 years of my income. And, we met with TDs yesterday, and this is what I tried to explain to them. The small amount of income that I make on an annual basis is absolutely huge for me But in the great scheme of things, you know, it's what most people wouldn't do. Most people part-time, working part-time would earn more than what I do.
So do you believe that they're being a bit disingenuous in, you know, sort of doing the right thing? We'll get the planning right, we'll get the regs right, da-da-da. But really, it's a fig leaf for what they're really trying to do is get your property, unsuitable though it may be, into the long-term letting market.
They did make it clear to us yesterday that they realise now that one size doesn't fit all, and that, you know, the west of Clare is not comparable with a large city, that granny flats are not comparable with large houses. But where the confusion lies is my granny flat is listed as an entire place. So when statisticians in the government are looking at how many Airbnbs are available tonight in Ireland, they see mine listed as an entire place, and they assume that that is a house which is suitable to go into the long-term market. That is why we need this register. The register needs to be more in-depth. At the moment, it's all too simplistic. They're not covering any of the grey areas, and I am in every type of grey area.
Do they make any commitment to you? Not that they could in a committee, but obviously the government TDs could try to influence what the cabinet might decide, to try and nuance the regulations a bit so that...
They did say at the end of the meeting, they did say that pre-legislation scrutiny of the planning statement really is required, and that they would hope that we as stakeholders, the Irish host group, that we would be able to attend that. So now, I would hope that that will happen.
Now, I just want to get this absolutely clear, that you've got to be registered or you will be not capable of advertising, for example, on Airbnb, because they'll be fined if they feature unregistered properties. So
my doors will be closed on the 20th of May.
Yeah, okay.
I will no longer be operating.
Just to clear, you would try to get registration, but you would find yourself non-compliant, as they put it. Therefore, you wouldn't get registration. Therefore, you could not open.
No, I will not open, and my granny flat will lie derelict, if you like. It will be vacant, and I will use it for family or friends, but I will have no income, and I will struggle now to continue my son's education, who's just started on his path into education, and I will struggle with my other...
And then there is the other aspect of it, Lorna, which is accommodation in the summer is needed in Clare, because it's fairly heavily dependent on tourist income that is generated during the summer. So there's the law of unintended consequences coming into play here because of this attempt to solve the housing crisis through Airbnb.
Well, Milltown Malbay is a very small town. We have a population of about 900 people. We're 30 minutes from the cliffs of Moher, and we're a 5-minute drive from two major wedding destinations. A huge number of our guests are attending weddings locally. Where will those wedding guests stay? What's going to happen to our local restaurants and pubs and shops? Because during the winter months, it's a very, very quiet town, but we still get a few visitors in and out. And all of our local businesses rely really heavily upon them, and particularly over the summer. If we don't have short-term lets here in Milltown or in Clare, our economy is going to absolutely dive, and so many businesses are going to struggle as a result.
Lorna, I think you've made a very good and clear exposition of the need for perhaps a little more work to be done before this legislation comes into force in May of 2026. May I wish you the very best, and thank you very much, Lorna, for talking to us on the programme.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.